Let's see here. Go ahead and take a Bible. I'll tell you what, I want you to take a Bible, turn to Deuteronomy 28, and we'll get down there in a minute. And I'm just going to go ahead and kind of move through. I'm going to have a word of prayer here in just a few minutes. Linda Toomey wanted me to pray for her mother. She fell again and hurt her ribs and things like that. So just keep her in your prayers if you would. Talked to Sherry a little bit ago, and she said other than a little water at her air conditioner, which sits on the ground, she is doing well, and I think they're letting them back in. So praise the Lord for that. So anyway, but let's go to did I tell you Deuteronomy 32? 32 is what I meant. You should have turned where I meant and not what I said. Deuteronomy 32, and we'll go to the Lord in a word of prayer. This is Bible week at Bethel Church. Now, that doesn't mean that we're only going to do something about the Bible this week. But we're going to focus on the Bible all week long. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of excited about this. I really am. I've got a lot of things that I want to try to get out of me this week. And I'm speaking Wednesday night and Friday night, and I already know I've got more stuff than what I've got time slots. So I may throw in something extra this week online. May do it. So yeah, we'll see. All right. But anyway, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. And let's ask God to bless us. God always blesses His Word. His Word is always blessed because it comes from God. And I've said this before, you don't have to ask God to bless things that are His idea because they're already blessed. Sometimes we try to do things that ain't God's idea, and you got to do a lot of praying to get through that one. How you doing? We're done singing. Now we're preaching, all right? But anyway, let's pray and ask God to bless our church. Bless all the folks online. We had a good attendance this morning. We had, for the trial run of Twitter, we had 72 that tuned into it. I don't know how long they watched it. I don't have the stats for that, but I know at some point 72 people kind of stopped and watched, what we were doing here. And, some people kind of told me that the feed went fine and everything like that. So I'm glad for that. And, I think between Facebook and Twitter, and sermon audio, we had probably about 1,800 total. And so I praise the Lord for that. And like I say, anybody and any way that we can reach people, that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in them having that seed planted. And then I let God do the rest of it. So let's just pray that God will bless. Here I am. God will bless His Word. God will bless us as we try to get it out and get it into the hearts and minds. Number one of our own people, Jefferson County. I'd love to reach people in Jefferson County. But if they won't be reached, if they won't listen, then we'll go out to the four corners of the world. Amen? That's why some of you are here. You were out in the four corners. God drug you in, all right? We thank God for that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You, Lord, for moving the rain out. We thank You for the rain. And Lord, Father, now we thank You for that sunshine. Lord, just give us some time this week to mow the grass. Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would be a blessing to Your people tonight. We thank You, Lord, for us gathering in this place. Bless everybody here. Bless everybody that is watching online. Father, I pray, Lord, that You would just bless those who will watch this later on. I pray, God, that it would speak to their heart and show them some things maybe they didn't know before. Lord, I want it to be a blessing. I want people to be drawn to Your Word. It's Your Word, God, that saved me. Saved me, Lord. It helped me. It rescued me. It keeps me going. It keeps me interested and fascinated by its design and by the words that are in it. Now, Father, I pray, dear God, that You would just bless the preaching of Your Word insomuch, Father, that People will be pulled in. People will be interested. People will be shown things that maybe they've never seen before. And Father, that maybe just one more person would be turned on to Your holy Word. Father, we thank You for it. Thank You for the Bible. Thank You for this church. Thank You for Holy Spirit, Lord. Now guide us and lead us. So go through this service, we pray in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, Amen. I left off this morning dealing with the corruption that the devil attacks the Word of God with. We had seen in there in Deuteronomy 28, God said they'd carry much seed into the field and that the locust shall consume it. A locust is always a picture of a devil, a spirit. You see that in Revelation chapter 9. But anyway, it's a creature with wings, all right? That kind of shows you the angelic realm. Here in Matthew 13, he's talking about, and when he gave the parable, he said the fowl of the air came and devoured it. But then he says here in Matthew, the wicked one. In Mark and Luke, he says, I think he says the Satan in one of them. And I can't remember what he says in the other. But anyway, he identifies, he first says fowl of the air, and then he calls it the devil. Here he calls it the wicked one. So we know that's the devil. We know that's Satan. But one of the things that he does is that he wants to keep the Word from doing what the Word is supposed to do. And that is to grow a Christian. Now, watch this now, because I'm going to get into this just for a minute. Even if the devil is not successful in keeping the Word away from you when it was initially sown, he then goes into, he's got two other tricks up his sleeve, and we get it from this parable. The first thing he'll do after that is that he'll try to harden your heart against something that was preached from the Word, or something that was brought up about the Word. And I've got a perfect illustration in mind. A man that I knew supposedly gave his life to the Lord, started going to church, him and his wife. He was a high school science teacher, and very smart, I guess, as far as worldly science is concerned. Anyway, that preacher, and I know the preacher, good man of God, he started preaching. He preached one night in Genesis about the creation week. And he said that God created the heavens and the earth 6,000 years ago, did it in 6 literal days. Well, that man jumped that preacher after that message. And he said, I can't believe somebody as ignorant as you would get up and spout off this ignorance like this. It didn't happen that way. It happened 13 billion years ago, and gave him all that evolution nonsense that he had had from teaching science in high school all these years. And what it was, the devil found the stony ground that he was looking for in this man's life, and his man rejected the Word of God because of it. He didn't believe it. To the day he died, from what I understand, he didn't believe it. So that's the second thing the devil will do. The third thing he'll do is he'll try to cultivate the thorns that are already, the seeds of the thorns are already present in your life. Amen? If you don't believe that, just try to grow you a good garden this year without doing anything to it. The seeds are already there. And the devil will try to cultivate the thorns so that it chokes out the Word. The thorns are the cares of this, that you love this world more than you love the Bible. You love this world and you love your sin more than you love the Word of God and salvation. And the devil will use that to choke out the effect of the Word of God in your life. And you'll be sitting in a church service and the preacher will preach on your sin. And instead of you getting under conviction because you got so much of it, it's got such a hold on you, you bounce out and go right back out to the same slop that you were called out of. Choked. It's no good. The devil hates the Word of God. Can I get God's people to say amen? And again, if you don't say it loud enough, the people on the internet will. Okay? So anyway, we talked about Jehoiakim and how he cut up the Word of God, thinking he'd get rid of it. Jeremiah just said, hey, we'll just write us a new copy. Okay? So then I watched this. Somebody posted this afternoon. I was aware of this particular person. Had him in my Evernote deal, but I forgot about him. But this just happened recently. Transgender Baptist preacher, Allison Robinson. Now, Allison was not his birth name. This man was born a male, just like Levi, just like Hunter and Lawson. He was born a man. As a man went to Bible college, went to Baylor University in their seminary. Baylor is a Southern Baptist seminary college, believe it or not. It's very liberal, but that's what it is. And went attended Baylor as a man, pastored churches as a man, and then decided to come out as a transgendered woman. And the Southern Baptist Convention so far has not accepted that, so he found a Baptist church that had pulled out of the Southern Baptist Church, probably of the denomination.